Blog Talk Radio.
From Daytime After Dark. Welcome to the show. And tonight we have one of my favorite people. Well, one of my favorite people. And totally love him. Totally love what he's been saying on Facebook. Totally love it. Okay, I shouldn't say it like that because I can lose my voice like this. Okay, Daytime welcomes back fan favorite Kevin Brief. You know him on Friends, my favorite episode of Friends. Yes, it was on the other night. The Heart of Dixie, so many other shows, They Live a Life. And welcome, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. Hello? Hello? Okay.
Be easier.
Hi,
Kevin. My ears are too big. I hit mute.
Yeah, well, the stupid whisper hates me tonight. I'm blaming dump for it. I've decided I'm going to blame all my problems on him until this is over because we have in Seattle a 2-week ban, which I think is a good thing. And I just wanted to ask you before we get into your acting, what he said today in the press conference, which I'm calling a reality press conference, but come on, things cannot open back in 2 weeks. I mean, if they are canceling the Olympics and everything, I'm sorry, this is going to go on for a little longer, don't you think?
Well, you know, I would just defer to the experts, and it seems to be the case, yeah. It's just very, very strange time, to say the least. I don't think I'm unique in feeling that. I don't know. I mean, hopefully, I think they should follow the medical advice, obviously. And I just don't know if they will. Hopefully, they will.
I agree. I mean, I think it has to do with he wants to get reelected. He doesn't want the economy to go in the toilet. And in my view, okay, so why that happens, let's kill a bunch of people by sending them to work and expose a bunch of people. That's a really, really wonderful plan. I never have hated a president in my lifetime because I was in there when Nixon was here. I wasn't born yet. But Nixon is making Dump right now look like a saint. And my grandma said that's saying a whole bottle of wax right now when I said that. And I mean, I just want to say, please, people, stay home. You know, listen to your governors who's making a heck of a lot more sense than the clown, 45, sorry, you know, I could call him a Bush name, but I think the clown is better than what I really have in mind. And listen to your governors, you guys, stay home. I know it's bad to stay home for, you know, 2 weeks, so this could go on for longer, but, you know, as though to give this virus under containment than not. And I live in Seattle, and we are one of the worst areas for the containment. And, you know, I just think California, New York, Oregon, Seattle are making the white collars as governors. And I just, before we talk about your acting, I just want to say My dad is a plumber, and he's saying the defectible wipes do not put down the toilet, people, because they clog up your drain, and then you have to get a plumber out, and you have to pay money bill. So instead of doing that, don't put anything in the toilet but toilet paper. So how have you been?
Well, first of all, you're losing your dad a lot of work by telling people that. He's telling them to clog the toilet.
I know, but he's been working overtime. And my mom just retired, so I'm trying to get, them time together, but I feel bad when he texted me at 3 a.m, he's out on his job. And and I go, why are you texting me? He goes, you're the only one of my kids that is a night owl. So I'm bored.
Well,
okay.
Everybody's bored.
I'm
sure you all know this already, but Hollywood is closed up. I mean, there is nothing happening in Hollywood right now. I'm out here in California, and there's a tiny bit of auditions, but even if you get something, it's not going to shoot for till this is all over. So, but yeah, literally every office is closed. So they're taking it seriously down here. So
don't you feel like you're living in a ghost town right now? Because that's how I feel.
It's so bizarre. The lack of people on the streets, but B, just thinking I really shouldn't leave my house for some reason. It just feels so unnatural. But I'm getting stuck in my house like a lot of people.
I totally agree. And when David said you were coming on, and I'm like, oh, you're not coming back for me? Okay. And so I got really excited. And I just like I said in the intro, I have watched a friend episode of yours like 1,000 times by now. And I don't call it the four number episode anymore.
Oh no.
I call it the Kevin episode.
Ah, I like that.
I texted my mom because it was on, and I'm like, you gotta watch this one. And she goes, I missed this one. I'm like, yeah, but my friend Kevin is on there. He's a bartender. Mom goes, oh, so it says the phone call, but you call it the Kevin. I go, yeah, because Kevin guessed on it, and that's what they said called it. And mom goes,
yeah.
Okay, they're going to say it for a guest star. I'm like, well, they should have, in my opinion. And so, yeah, but I'm sorry you are living in a ghost town too, and I hope you're staying home. You're staying home, and I hope you are not bored by now. Bored?
I just got done cleaning the garage, so that was exciting. I had an exciting day. And actually, I teach improvisation at a college, and we are now doing our class online, so that's a real challenge, teaching improv remotely. It's almost impossible, but we had our first class yesterday. It went pretty good. We had fun. So it's going to be what it is. The colleges are all, closed up, too. So.
Well, that's the thing. With this time, I think I'm finally going to get my my TiVo cleared. So in a way, it's good. In a way, it's bad. And maybe I will get caught up on my sleep. That's only two good things. And thank God for takeout because I'm not much of a cook. I don't know about you. Are you?
Yeah, I'm a pretty good cook, actually. My wife's a good cook. I'm a good cook. So we've been, we're kind of going through our cupboard and eating a lot of stuff that's been there a long time and stuff in the freezer. So we're clearing out the old food, but it's, but it's good though. I've been to the market a couple times and not too bad, though. A few thousand miles. Of course, there was nothing on the shelves, but people wasn't too crowded at all. And there's some people out. I mean, every time I've been to the market, there's been people there. So we're not locked in, so certainly. So, but.
Well, yeah, but if you want to come and see Seattle and cook for me, I have no comments about that, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, thank God my mom is sending over tacos and things easily because I could burn down my apartment. And I'm not kidding you guys. I am a terrible cook. I've seen this girl on the show, Worst Cooks of America, and try and win it, and maybe I will become a better cook. And before the virus came into everyone's life, were you working on any movies or any TV shows?
Well, I did another episode of Days of Our Lives, so I can't tell you much about it, but I think it's airing in July. So that was fun. Back in Salem for a day.
you were back in Salem for a day. Oh,
yeah.
See, my thing worked.
It's a deep,
my thing worked.
And
remember last time you were here, I told you you should be back on Dave's. And so it's airing in July.
Yeah, July. July 13th, but I don't know if things are going to be changed because of everything that's happening. But
well, yeah, and can you tell us who you work with? Oh, that's top secret.
I can tell you I work with Patch and Kayla.
How was that? How was working with Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols?
Well, I worked with Stephen before when I played the role of Carl. So I knew him a little bit, not that well, obviously. And I never worked with Mary Beth before, but yeah, they were great. We had a lot of laughs and, we saw, they shoot very quickly. So I didn't get a lot of time to hang out with them, but, we did our scenes pretty well, I think. And, it was a fun day and they're very nice. Yeah. Stephen's a kick and Mary Beth was very funny. We had a couple of jokes running that seemed to be,
I cannot wait to see you back on there, and anything I can do to make you more of this one day person on days, let me know. I will do it because I love when you are on daytime.
Anybody wants to write in and say, bring that guy back, that's great with me.
it's good, because last time you were on, who were you working with before? Before you were on this, that you taped. Who were you working with last time prior to Mary Beth and Stephen?
Last time I worked with John and in my last scene, then the year when I did something back like about 12 years ago, I worked with, I can't remember the character's name, but the actor was Brandon Beamer. And
I remember now.
Back
and
when they were running away and they were on a tropical island. I was in that storyline, but that's back in
that crazy storyline.
I worked with Drake. I worked with Drake and Steven last time.
I would love this for my amusement. I would love to see you work with Drake Hogerson. I would love, John's great. They could make you a Houghton for all we know. because I won't want you to demur, because that means you might turn evil and you might brainwash someone. And
you
could be a Brady because they are from a well respect family. You could be a Kiriakis, I would love to see you in Wally Cruz, who's also on the show, just on the show recently. And I would love to see you working with him because he's great, fantastic, amazing, cute, if he listens. He knows I'm trying to get him in more scenes. And, I would love to see you on General Hospital. I think you would be a great bad guy. on general, except you couldn't go after Sunny. That's like my only rule. No one touches my Sunny or Jason. But
okay.
if you touch Zuli and Jerome, whoops.
Sunny and I used to go to the same gym together, but I saw him at the gym all the time many years ago. But
and
that was a long time ago.
Well, and, you know, it's sad. I mean, you were on Criminal Minds, you know, for a while.
Yep.
And it's so sad that they are ending. You know,
it's the end of the era.
It's been on forever. And, every show you go on. Oh, and you were on Young and the Restless. Too, in 2015.
Yeah, and I worked with Christoph in that scene, so that's sad. You know, how things ended for him.
But really nice guy
when we worked together.
Yes, and he was my TV husband. And we had a great relationship. He always came on the show. He was always so supportive. And he always helped the extras in when they were new on the show. And, yeah, he was great. And you worked with my TV husband. That is not fair. That is not fair because I never got to meet my TV husband. And I interviewed him 1,000 times. But they could bring you back on Y&O, too. I mean, because you don't play one heck of a bartender you do. I would like a Manhattan, please. You probably know. Because when you become a bartender on this show, do they tell you how to do the drinks, or are you really not doing that?
Did they tell me what? I'm sorry, I couldn't quite understand that one.
Are they showing you how to mix the drinks?
It's all kind of fake. Actually, before I started really working full time as an actor, I was a bartender, so I know how to do them. But yeah, I just asked Christoph, what do you feel like drinking? All I think I just got him a beer. Now that I think about it, I don't think I made him a cocktail. But Jennifer Aniston wanted a martini with a lot of olives, so that's what I made her. And I just ask them what they want, and then I'll just make something that looks like it. But it's not real alcohol on the set. So it's just make believe. Unfortunately.
Well, I better not take up the whole time with you because I will seriously get in trouble with the guys. Today I don't want to get in trouble with them for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's a Tuesday. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being nice. But we are bringing on Dr. Dr. David.
Okay.
Yeah, we are bringing on Dr. David. So, hey, David.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay.
How are you doing, Carly?
Hello.
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm not yet going crazy. So, do you have a question for Kevin?
Well, yes, because I have a lot of questions strictly about the show. I heard that, what's his name left recently, the guy who played JJ?
Okay. What?
And, I watch a show that I don't watch for a while, and then when I want to come back, then a character I like leaves, and I'm like, what am I going to do there? You know, but,
The things don't progress that quickly, though. You can catch up pretty quickly, you know.
That's true.
They stretch out the storyline so long sometimes that, you know, you kind of get back in the groove, I think, anyway.
There's regular time, and then there's soap time. And soap time tends to go,
really slow.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever watch any other soaps?
Well, you know, I don't watch a lot presently. I do watch Days up and on. because I have a real connection with that show. But when I was, my show was All My Children. I was a big All My Children guy.
Oh, I loved All My Children and One Life to Live. And I wish that I wish there was a way to bring them back. I really still do. I think
it was a terrible, it was a really stupid call on ABC's part when they did that, I think.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was that then we had the issue with Prospect Park, which ran out of money because of the fight with ABC.
Oh, right.
I mean, they put the cart before the horse with that production. And the company went belly up.
Do you guys watch any of the internet ones, like The Bay or Venice, any of those shows?
No,
you know
no. Oh. I don't really know much of the online ones.
I just know some people that are really, and I'm one of the creators of The Bay, and I just was wondering. I had not really seen it either, but I got to watch it because I know them. It's Emmy time for daytime Emmys, so I'll be voting for those in the next couple weeks. Once again, it's all very different because usually we would go to a lot of panels and meet people, but that ain't happening this year, so we'll have to see the stuff and vote, which is probably more for
you. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know what's going to happen with the shutdowns of the studios. What are they going to do with when we run out of stuff to air?
Yeah, going to hit the libraries, I guess, and dig out some old Gilligan's Islands or something. Maybe
that's what I'm saying. They should bring back a lot of the older shows that could use like a revamp or a reboot. Bring back some classic episodes of shows like Green Acres. They did a reboot kind of thing with that show called Bless This Mess or whatever. But
I love
you know,
Green Acres.
Oh yeah, Green Acres is the place to be. Did you ever see the TV movie reunion? The reunion TV movie
of Green Acres.
Yeah, did you ever see that?
I don't think they did. I saw the Andy Griffith.
Oh my gosh, it was so good! It was so good. The original cast was all there, pretty much. This is before before Eddie Albert died and all that.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but all the original cast was there, and it was a great story. It's actually one of my favorite. You know, they did a lot of the TV networks. They did a lot of made-for-TV reunion specials and things like that. This was back in the 90s or something like that, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Must have been.
I mean, wrong. Some of them were good. No. Some of them were good. Some of them were bad. And some of them were ugly. But the Green Acres one was pretty darn good.
Yeah, that was a funny show. I liked it. My brother and I were big fans of
it. They updated
show.
The song, and it goes, "Seems time is rolling on. Made a lot of friends who've come and gone. Some things change as years go by. On other things, you know you can rely."
Wow, you know your TV theme songs. I'm impressed.
Well, it was one of my favorite TV movies, so yeah, I know it well.
Sadly,
you have a favorite. You have a favorite.
Too young to have been on that show.
I'm sorry.
I was a kid. I was a kid when that show was on, so I didn't get to be on that one.
Yeah,
but it would have been fun.
You know,
I love.
There was a show that I wished that I had gotten on way back in the day. Knight Rider. Remember that?
Oh sure, yeah. David Hasselhoff.
When I was a kid, I wanted to take a ride in Kit when I was a kid.
Yeah, that was one of my first jobs in Hollywood was working with David Hasselhoff on Baywatch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was the second show I did my very first job in LA was Tales from the Crypt.
Oh my god, that's the other show. That's the other show I would have loved to have been on. Hello, boils and ghouls.
Yeah.
The Crypt Keeper. I dressed up as the Crypt Keeper for Halloween one year. Oh my gosh, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
I went and got the mask and everything.
Next job was Baywatch. So, it was kind of fun. It was like the biggest show in the world at the time, I guess.
You want to talk shows that should get brought back onto TV? Tales from the Crypt is definitely one of those shows.
I thought I read something about it maybe being brought back, but
They were talking about it, but then it fell through, and it's been like sort of, I don't know what to call it. It's been sort of like off and on for years. They wanted to do a reboot of it. I did like the attempted reboot of the Munsters that Brian Fuller tried to pull off. Unfortunately, the network didn't even have a whole lot of faith in it. So they just did it as a Halloween special, but it would have been a great series.
No, I didn't.
What's his name playing Grandpa? Eddie Izzard played Grandpa.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Eddie freaking Izzard was playing Grandpa. And I'm telling you, the NBC missed the boat on this one.
Well, they have their reasons, I guess. So I don't know if they're smarter than us, but they don't know what they're doing.
This is how I look at shows like The Addams Family, shows like The Munsters. Do you know that the Addams Family was actually the first show to actually have a couple showing affection for each other on the air?
Is that right? I did not know that.
Gomez and Morticia are life goals. And it's because of them that we, you know what I'm saying, that we have TV shows today. Mm-hmm. They were just a great couple together. I loved that show. I watched the reruns. And the Munsters is just as good. And that's the thing that I never really understood about those shows is that people, I think, saw the supernatural, the monster theme or the creepy theme. And they didn't really look past that to see the actual characters and that they were actually a loving family. These were two loving families, the Munsters and the Addams Family, were families that were very grounded, very – they weren't dysfunctional. It was the people around them that were dysfunctional reacting to them. But the families themselves, if you ever watched the shows, they were the most grounded families on TV.
And, of course – the pretty girl that was like the misfit in the family.
You mean on the Munsters? Yeah. What's her name? Marilyn.
Marilyn. Yeah.
Yes, Marilyn.
That was a funny running gag.
Yeah, and you know, I think when it comes to those shows, that we have lost something because we can't. It's like we had struck television gold with shows like that. And also, you know, there was you watch any of the Norman Lear shows, All in the Family, the Jeffersons, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you've seen the live productions of some of those shows that were done recently, right?
Yeah.
If you got those, if the network got those actors that were doing those live one-off shows to actually do a series, I'm telling you, it would be a hit. Another good one is Mama's Family. I always loved Mama's Family.
Oh, yeah.
David, you know, we have other callers, too.
What I did want to say, though, is that when you're in the business, either, you know, whatever it is that you do in it, right, if you're behind the scenes or in front of the camera, right?
Yep. Okay.
Always remember that you're making a difference to people, regardless of if you never meet them, because you're helping to put together something that people will remember. Because I remember all those shows, okay?
Yeah.
I remember all those shows, and a lot of them were fantastic and touched my heart. And you know, so if you ever doubt yourself that you're not doing a worthwhile job, you're doing a worthwhile job.
Well, thank you. It's nice to hear that. We kind of lose sight of that, I think, sometimes because we're just in the rat race out here trying to get work, you know, and doing our jobs and not feeling as important as plumbers half the time. But I'm like Karate's dad.
Mm.
That's what That was Spencer Tracy said that years ago. He goes, actors aren't important, plumbers are. That was one of his quotes.
Well, the thing is, you can always find an actor. There's always out of work or expiring actors out there. Try to find a plumber,
yeah.
However. That's a harder job to do. I'm still looking for one.
Yeah.
Okay, David, I will put you on hold.
That's okay. Fine, Tony.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Bobby, you next.
Thank goodness that you cut it short, because I was about to just say, do something about the interview. Tell them that we're out of time in a joking way, Carly. Anyways, how are you doing tonight, Kevin?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
You know, same as the rest of the world right now. Confused and, sad and angry and all the above, you know. But doing good.
Yeah.
We're good. We're healthy and following the rules. And, you know, lovely day in Southern California today. So nothing to complain about in the big picture.
Yeah.
How about you? How are you
about
going through this?
I'm doing just fine. Just nothing to complain about. Just wish this rain would go away. That's all.
Oh, well. Now, where are you?
Because we've been getting rain every single day here in North Carolina. But
North Carolina.
But
okay.
Now, you was on Friends and Days of Our Lives?
I've been on both of those, yes.
Yeah. What was it like to work with both Anistons, John and his daughter, Jennifer?
Well, it was, as usual, I come in just for the week, so I don't have a lot of time to spend with them, but all my scenes with Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow, so they're very nice. We chatted a bit, and then I told you guys before that, I asked Jennifer what I was playing a bartender, and she said, I want a dirty martini with a lot of olives. So I made her a fake dirty martini with a lot of olives. But they were really nice. During breaks, they weren't aloof. They talked to me, and, we didn't start hanging out or anything. It was a really exciting thing to be on that show, though. Clearly, it was such a popular show. It was a blessing and exciting time. And the other cast I didn't really see much. I came in for the table read, so everybody was there for that one day, and that's the last time I saw the other four people. That's not.
And
true.
I saw them
when we taped it, but didn't really deal with it. We didn't talk or anything that much.
What about Jennifer's dad, John? Because you worked on Days for a while, and he of course played Victor. What about him?
Yeah, I worked. I never worked with John. I don't have anything good or bad to say about him. I never worked with him. Every time I've worked on the show, I've been working. Not every time, but the last few times I've been with Stephen Nichols and Drake and Mary Beth. Those are my sisters. The last two times I worked, so when you're shooting it, nobody else is there, so you might run into them in the makeup room, you might run into the hallway, or you might not see them at all, which is the case for me. I don't think I'm not even sure John was working the days I was there. But I'm sure he's a lovely man. I can't tell you much about that. And Jennifer didn't talk about him, so I got nothing from her.
Well, thank goodness you didn't come on Friends the same time that some of the day stars did the soap episode, because that could have been very interesting, down the road to what would happen with Days down the road.
But it
was great to talk to you, and I'll let the real David talk to you, and hopefully Maggie.
Okay, well, stay dry and stay healthy and safe if you can.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, Bobby, I will put the real David on.
The real David?
Hello? David, our PR person, Hey, David.
Hello, Claudia. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing good. You've been on so many shows. I can name them all,
I
won't. Okay, I wish you saw you on Everybody Loves Raymond. Was like working on that.
Yeah. What about it? I'm sorry.
Was like working on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, what working on it? Oh, it's,
yeah.
Once again, you know, I'm always saying everything was great because it's just really a blessing to work. But that trip was really fun. It was. I had read for the show many times, and Sel Rosenthal, one of the auditions, and said, you know, he said, Kevin, you know, he actually was, I shouldn't say this really, but he said, I think I have to go ethnic with this role, but don't worry, I'll get you on the show somewhere. So, and then the next time he called, he offered me that. So I didn't even read for the role. They just offered it to me, which is nice, always nice to have. And, yeah, it was a fun, it was a very funny scene, I thought. I mean, Ray's, you know, I spent actually a lot of time talking to his, Brad, Garrett. He hung around the set a lot, you know, cracking jokes and stuff. So it was, I probably spent more time with him than anybody, even though he wasn't in my scene. Most people doing those kind of work, they know how lucky they are and what a blessing it is. And so they're usually pretty darn nice. And I haven't had too many bad experiences. And I won't tell you about the ones that I have had, though. That'd be bad form. But there have been a couple out there.
Yeah. You remember Burt Reynolds? What was like working with him?
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
Oh, once again, that was a really fun week. One thing they did on that show, we actually gathered in his dressing room, which was really more like a small apartment. And we'd gather there, to run lines and to joke around and to just kind of hang. We hung out in his room a lot, which is unusual to have you to hang out with the star like that. So that was different. And he got to be good friends with Mary Lou and his brother Lauren doing that show. He
had a small role in
that episode, and so we hit it off. And I haven't seen him in quite a while, but we were very close for a short period of our lives. Great, really nice guy. And she's a sweetheart too, Mary Lou Henner. But Bert, he was very open, very very welcoming. It was his show, and he made you feel very welcome, which is great. And all my scenes were with him and Mary Lou, so that was kind of fun too. So you have that opportunity. But that's a long time ago, that show.
Who do you play on Star Trek Enterprise?
I play an alien named Narg. NAARG is how they spelled it. And Narg is a Tellarite, which is a species that was introduced in the original Star Trek with William Shatner way back when. And so we were just a kind of a myself and a gentleman, Lee Aronson, who was we played these two. You wouldn't know it's me. I mean, the makeup was amazing. And I thought it was really, really cool experience. Long days because, you know, we took about 3 to 4 hours to get in makeup. Then we'd shoot all day, and then about an hour to take it off. And, I couldn't eat anything because I had the makeup on. So it was just all, it's a very unique experience to be part of the Star Trek legacy, as it were. One of the smaller legacies. The Enterprise series only lasted a couple seasons, but it was great. But, and it was too bad they got canceled. That year,
I know, a great show.
There was talk about bringing our characters back and the popular characters in the 1960s show. The Tellarites were just kind of a very, very not. They weren't a very pleasant species. They were always kind of making trouble. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah. Okay, my last question is, Wings. What was like working on Wings?
Well, Wings is one of my favorites because it was my first sitcom I ever got on. It was the third show I ever booked in Los Angeles. and they liked what I did so much, they brought me back 3 more times. So it was very exciting to, you know, land in a recurring role right away. And that was, it was really nice. When you're recurring, it's nice because you come back and, you know, everybody knows you, and it's not like you get dropped in for that one day or that one week. So I got to be part of the family. I was invited to all the rap parties, and they put together a school yearbook for the series when it went off the air, and they gave me one and included me in that, and my picture was in that, and it was a really special experience for me. It was my first sitcom, and it kicked off my career in many ways.
Great.
And then it led to a lot of stuff.
You've been in so many great shows, so that's my favorite.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
of course. Nice talk to David.
Amen. Hey,
David, my Facebook buddy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good.
Okay.
Did I hang up? Oh,
yeah.
I thought I heard a click. Thought you guys hung up on me.
We say yeah. Okay. Yeah, but please come back anytime. Be safe out there.
Okay.
Be safe.
Give me a shout, and if I'm available, I'll be here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. David, did you have any more questions?
Oh. No, I could go. I'm going on, but no. No. We'll talk to you on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks for setting this up too, David.
No problem.
Yeah, and we love having you on the show, and we really want you back. And anytime you want, in July, why don't we have you back after you air on dates, and you can talk more about it?
Yeah, I'll come back closer to the air date of that episode.
By July, we should
13th,
be over there. I hope. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. And
You're welcome.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you in July.
We'll see you in July. See you in the summer. Hopefully, we'll be here.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Hey guys.
That was a good show, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Boyd. Colin's taking the wheel. Okay. Number one, I just want to send out my condolences to the family of Kenny Rogers, who passed away this weekend. And one of the major songwriters, singer, actor, everything he did, Touch to Gold, Through the Years, Lady, Two Worlds Collide, every song he did, By Me World was magical, and I just feel like the word just lost one of the best last country artists in the circle of Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, you know. And so, you know, with everything else going on, and then he passes away, I feel like the word is out of control, and we need to get Trump
out. The world's not out of control. Trump is out of control.
Okay, I wasn't done.
David,
okay,
I know
the word is crazy.
I'm going to have to interrupt somebody. Go right ahead, Carly.
Yeah, Bobby has learned. The world is out of control. Trump is out of control. No, I'm sorry. This is not going to get better in 2 weeks. This is not going to get better before he's done.
No, it isn't. And he's the loser to think that he is.
David, don't do it again.
I'm agreeing with her.
Go on, Carly.
Okay, David, if you, Dr. David, if you interrupt me, you will be muted for a minute.
Sorry.
Okay, so no, all of this, we won't. I mean, come on, the cancer, the Olympics people wake up and smell the coffee. Okay, this will, unfortunately, unless there's a long haul. Unfortunately, because we have a dumbass president who could fix this in January, and he knew about it, and stop blaming Obama on everything. It's ridiculous, and I'm sorry, the word is crazy right now, but listen to you governors, listen to the doctor that's on it, don't listen to Trump. Because you listen to Trump, you're going to die. Yes, David, I know you're laughing at me now.
Well, you know, Carly, like I said, I'm agreeing with you on all this. The man is delusional and worse. You know, it's like trying to tell, I said this from the beginning with him, it's like trying to tell the emperor that he has no clothes on. Okay? He just does not get it.
Right. And may I add one thing? And may I add one thing to this, Carly? I'm not taking no chances after Easter to go out and get a job and either get arrested or get sick because I'm listening to our president.
No, they cannot arrest you over this because, okay, first of all, number one, it wasn't done that closed all of the chain down. It's the governors. So,
well, yeah, and
governors.
That's a major question here, Carly, about all of this. You know, with the governors doing what they're doing. I have people out in California that I would like to see get the hell out of California, and I don't even know if they're legally able to leave the state.
No, my thing is, I'm sorry, but no.
I'm sorry, Carly.
The governors of California, Chicago, Seattle, New York, a bunch of other states are banding together, saying no, we will really do when the doctor says, not when he says it. So it's supposed to be.
I'm sorry, Carly. And so
he says, I have done more for Christianity than Jesus. Okay. Yeah. And so when you say that, Trump, when you say that when you were sleeping with that cargo, I mean, were you saying that when you were having your affairs? Come on. You are ridiculous.
Carly, you know, look back on history. Think back to the Civil War. What was the Civil War started over? State rights versus the government orders. Trump is wanting to order people to go back to work, whether or not it's healthy or not. The states are rebelling against that, and it may lead to another Civil War. Over this virus.
David, first of all, I don't think it's going to start a civil war.
David, Dr. David, there's no way they can make you because it's up to the governors, and the governors are not going to play with people's lives. Okay, they are not. My governor just stated yesterday we are on a 2-week stay-at-home ban. Yeah, we can go get takeout and go for a walk. And besides that, we are, you know, home. And so, no, this is not going to be over in 2 weeks. So I'm sorry for all this.
I agree, Carly.
I'm sorry.
But the point
how
is,
all of the living
I agree,
people.
It's not going to be over in 2 weeks. It's not going to be over in 2 weeks. In fact, our government is saying that schools in North Carolina might get back by May 15th. Now, our governor over our president because there's no way in hell I'm getting out there after Easter and getting sick.
I'm going to not take no chances. In fact, until Memorial Day
couple?
For myself.
Did you hear about that couple?
Yeah, and I think, Bobby, I think people are saying May, March, we won't see the kids go back until the fall. I'm calling him right now.
That's what a friend of mine was talking to me about this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm seeing the fall,
that's
too.
What a friend of mine was talking about this afternoon. And,
okay, Kevin, okay, David, please, let Bobby finish.
Sure.
But the point is, I'm not going to take no chances to Memorial Day because I don't think it's going to get better by Easter. And if our government is saying kids are going to go back to school by May 15th and things should be normal by May 15th, who knows what will happen? My mom talked about this to me today. A friend of mine talked to me about this today. So I'm just believing in what I've heard on TV from our government, not from our president.
Well, really?
Oh, no, Mike.
Really?
No, not the U.S. government, the state government.
Here's the thing. There's this couple who heard that thing that Trump said about that malaria drug thing. So they found a chemical that's part of that malaria drug in some kind of fish thing that goes into fish tank. And they ingested it. 5 minutes later, they were sick and in the hospital, and the husband died, and the wife's in intensive care. And she's saying, don't trust our president, anything he says. After they both dumbly ate stuff that goes into a fish tank to clean it.
Okay.
And
they were watching that would prevent the virus.
Can you imagine if these people were kids? I cannot see that happening if these were just teens. Because, might be the same teens that might have tried the Tide Pod Challenge. If these people were teens, they would have been, like, setting off a new trend that's like on YouTube.
No,
this
is an older couple.
I know it's an older couple, but if they were teens, this would set off another in that dangerous stunt, just like the Tide Pod couple.
Okay, you guys, let Carly have a word in, okay?
Now let Carly.
The governors, nothing will be back, okay? In children or July. That's the reality here, people. They canceled the Olympics. You know, they did have to make that decision right away, but making that decision killed people. Oh, shit. You know, we are in this for the long haul. And I hate that we are in this for the long haul. I do. But you know what? That people get better, they stay at home and do what you're told and don't listen to Trump. And you know, enough of the blame, enough of the people blaming the Democrats on this package. No, the Republican package had it for the rich people. Not the small businesses, not for us, for rich people. So I'm sick of hearing it. And I'm sick of every day there's a damn news conference. And they're saying the thing they said the day before. And stop interrupting ourselves for this. Yeah. Wait till 3 o'clock. Wait till 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Wait till the news. And then do your damn briefing.
I agree, Carly, because none of us are from Philadelphia, but I have read on their ABC Facebook page that their local government, that have been giving them the local updates, have been interrupting during general hospital time at 3. I don't know about how it's been in Chicago for Maggie or for South Florida for
Maggie
David.
Got interrupted today. Okay, Maggie wasn't happy. Okay, maybe last 30 minutes because of her governor. Okay? She was not happy. I don't blame her.
We need an escape
from this, from all of the crap happening, and let us wash our soaps. Okay?
Right.
We need to escape from saying how many people died in one day. We need to escape from all of this. Give us our damn soaps and do a press conference at another time. And
I agree because it happened because this has happened in North Carolina on more than one occasion in the last couple of weeks, mainly during Raceway and The View, where they've been going on with local updates. In fact, I think last week when they interrupted Rachel Ray, as far as what was going on here, because I noticed that on the PBS channel, and I thought Dollar was just only just PBS, mm-hmm. until I turned to the next channel, to NBC, which is WREL Raleigh for us, and they had it going on too. So I probably was saying, please tell me I didn't record the last 5 minutes of Days, lost the last 5 minutes of Days to the first 5 minutes of our governor press conference. So you're not alone. This was last week.
You know, yeah, and...
But I understand what you mean, Carly, and I understand what Maggie's going through, and I understand what David in South Florida is going through and what Dr. David is going through, too. So I agree with all you guys. So just that once this thing is over with, we can focus on the real thing, and that is trying to get Joe Biden into the White House.
No, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for Biden to beat Bernie is the next thing, and then Bernie can outbeat Trump at any level. Let's call it a day, folks. Let's get Biden in the White House now. Get a president that gives a damn that is not going to risk people's lives because of the damn economy. Okay? He cares more about the money and more about his getting re-elected than he does people, okay? And I'm sorry, when he was, when he got tested, you know what, we don't really know if it was negative.
Oh, did you hear about this, Carly? Carly, did you hear about this?
What?
In the news, they're saying that they're going to be doing, they're going to be giving out at-home testing for the coronavirus. They're working on a way to do at-home testing for it.
Well,
well, that was true, but I think you may have been up to Carly.
I think the home kits, I don't think are a great idea. And for Trump to say he wants taxes and the economy open on Easter, no. And I'm sorry, no. What, you want to let the people die after Easter? No. I'm sorry, stay at home, you know, watch movies, yeah, and just stay home and, you know,
Or if you like me, play video games.
And stop blaming Nancy Pelosi at every tune.
She's another one.
And just remember, people, that we have a link to May with the General Hospital. We have a link to Christmas for October on Days. We have 6 weeks of Bold and YNR still in the can. So right now is not the time to panic.
Right, and a lot of the stuff that CBS and General Hospital lost was mainly because of the impeachment circus. So don't get me started right there. So I'm glad they're making up for lost times right now, but for them to be shut down like this is definitely serious, especially. Mm-hmm. After the news that Corey Lanier, who was with the possibility she might or might not have it, and then I'm hearing that Kevin from YR had a little coronavirus scare himself.
Okay, so, you know, the show is going to end today because I'm hungry and I'm starving more like it.
Yeah.
And
I'm
when COVID
tired
has
myself.
This, yeah, and
don't get
hangry.
Don't get hangry.
What?
You won't get hangry. Hungry, angry. Angry, hangry.
Well, I got some leftover crab rangoon from the Chinese place because I'm sorry, I'm not against Chinese people, and I trust the Chinese food, okay? In Wonton, crab rangoon are the best thing ever.
I was going to say, you better hope that this doesn't lead to you getting it, but I don't want to upset you even more, so I'll just leave it at that.
Well, just have a great day, and we will be back Thursday, and who will we be back with, David?
Yep,
Karen Lori. Karen Lori.
Yes,
from Wife Live. Tina Roberts. Talk about her book and talk about Wife Live. 8 o'clock our time, p.m. East Coast.
5 o'clock.
Exactly.
Your time. All right. Well, you all have a good night, and I'll keep you posted with what might happen as far as what happens with any local or breaking news that might around this story tomorrow.
And so just relax tonight and have a great
be safe.
Tuesday night, guys.
Alright, have a good night.
Hey, bye. Hey,
bye.
Bye.
Good night,
bye. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye, Carly.